Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the multi-six-figure vision training. Welcome. You're more than welcome to keep your camera off and just like fully vibe and immerse yourself in the experience. If you want to have your camera on as well, we'd love to see it. Hi, Brooke. We've got Krista here as well. And then I'm assuming the coaching masters is going to be Shannon. Really excited to have you on for today. I'm so excited for today's lesson. I know that a few of you will be catching the replay. So for those of you that are catching the replay, I still want to encourage you to give a comment down below once I put up the replay as well. I'm really excited to chat to you all about multi-six-figure vision. So for those of you that are live, hello, welcome, super excited. I would love for you to pop in the chat where you're checking in from and what you're feeling most excited for in terms of building out your vision. And when I was putting together this training, I think a lot of us can get very caught up in, Chris is in Columbus, Ohio. Amazing. When I was putting together this training, and the reason why I put together this training was that so many of my clients can get very bogged down, and I can really understand this as well, in the feeling of where's my next client going to come from? What should my next post be? What is this month going to look like? And we can get very, very focused in the moment that we're doing right here and right now, which I think can be an easy trap kind of to fall into, but also it can mean that we become very short-sighted and very focused on the immediate, you know, result. And I think a lot of us think about that because we're like, okay, it's important to be present. It's important to, hang on, let me just change my view so I don't get too distracted. It's important to like focus on the present moment. It's important to like focus on what I can do now, which can be good to an extent. But if it's something that we are only doing all the time and we're not really thinking about where do I want to take this with my business or where do I want to be in the next year? Where do I want to be in the next 6 months? What do I want to be known for? Because all of those kinds of things is what really builds the momentum and hype around your business. Whereas when we're solely focused just on like, how can I get my next client? How can I make more money? How can I get to my next income milestone? That can really limit the potential and abilities of, you know, our business to actually grow. So I'm really excited and I'm curious as well. Hello from Newcastle, most excited about capitalizing on momentum and finding my people. Yeah. So when you think about the word vision and creating a vision for yourself and stepping into that like visionary archetype, I would love to know from the both of you, what comes to mind for you when you think about like creating a vision? Because personally for me, when I used to think about creating a vision, it was very like, oh, I've got to write a vision board and I've got to, you know, really visualize how many people I want to have in my courses and really like think about what it's going to feel like and step into the feelings and, you know, really focusing on like the specifics of what it should be like. And I used to do that very early on in my business journey where I would create a vision board or I write down these goals and be like, I'm going to hit 20K months and it feels like this. And to an extent that can be helpful, of course. But again, all of these goals and traditional goal setting can be very in the masculine, focus on the outcome, focus on what we can do right now and not really focused on like building a movement, building brand awareness, building community, which as we all know is what really helps us to actually grow our business as well. Think of it as the same space as mission, but more idealistic. Yeah, totally. And before we get started as well, there is a competition going. So this can go for whether you're catching the replay or you're with me live. And the competition is to win a one-on-one session with me. And all you need to do is take a photo, take a screenshot and share it to your stories and tag me to let me know. And then you get extra entries for whoever is engaging the most. So whoever's putting in the chat the most, whatever it might be, that means that one of you is going to win. So obviously, if you come live, the chances of you winning a one-off session with me is much higher. And one-on-one coaching with me is very exclusive. I only take on a very limited amount of one-on-one clients at a time because I'm pretty precious with my time. And I like to ensure that whoever I'm giving my time to is an absolute unicorn of a client. So these spots do not come around very often, but it's always really exciting to be able to offer that as a prize, because I know that it's kind of like such an elusive prize as well. So all you have to do is take a photo, share it. You can take it on the replay and I will be announcing the winner to this prize at the end of the week as well. Let me just get rid of my email so that it's not distracting me. Okay. So with that in mind, What would you say is like your vision right now for your business? Do you feel like you have a vision? If you had asked me even like 12 months ago, I would have just been like, oh no, I don't really have a vision. I'm just vibing. I just want to see like, you know, where this goes, or if I can make more money, or if I can, you know, just grow my business, essentially. I wouldn't have really, I thought like having a vision was a bit of like a waste of time, because in the past, and I'm curious if you can relate to this as well, as I mentioned, I had done those kind of like visioning exercises where I'd written out journaling exercises of like how many people I wanted to have. I wanted to have 10K followers. I wanted to make more money. And I got really disappointed and let down when it didn't work out. So I was like, this is a waste of my energy. I'm just going to focus on the tangible. I'm going to focus on the strategy of what I can actually practically do now. And I'm a very practical person by nature. My dad's a country boy. He's always like, chin up, get it done. What can you do to fix it? My mom is Swiss. I was born in Switzerland. We're a very practical family. And that's really, I think, contributed to my maybe lack of like dreaming really big for myself. And I feel like even recently, and this is what happened to me in the last 12 months, is I kind of started earning more money and I was like, oh, cool. Like didn't think that this would happen, and kind of got very complacent and didn't really think about like how to stretch myself or to expand my vision, or didn't even really occur to me how I could make things bigger, because it was a blind spot due to my upbringing, my beliefs, how society speaks to us, and the past experiences of trying to like manifest things and it not working out. So I really was just like, I'm going to focus on the present. And if it's meant to be, like if I'm meant to make more money, it's going to happen. If I'm meant to go viral, it's going to happen, whatever. And so because of all of those things combined, I found myself having massive tunnel vision on just being very practical all the time. And now to an extent, as I keep mentioning, that can be a really good thing, but also it can really limit what your capacity is to receive. So for example, if I'm not thinking about what I want the business to look like in the next 5 years, or the kinds of clients I would love to bring in, what I want to be known for, what I want my brand to look like, any kind of stuff like that, how is it just going to fall out of the sky, you know? But what I needed to do as well was find a way to create a vision and step into my own kind of visionary archetype that felt really empowering for me, considering that I had some disempowering experiences as well. Not really focused. I've been very much focused on getting experience in one-on-one coaching. Yeah, you can still have a vision even with one-on-one coaching as well. Eventually would like to add in a course or membership, but feel like that's at least a year ahead. Yeah, you know what? I had a vision for a membership that I created in like August of 2022, I think. And I didn't even realize, but it did. It took me a year to really get to a place where I was ready for the commitment and also the energetic capacity to hold a membership, because there's a lot of glorification in the online space of like, oh, I just woke up yesterday and suddenly I have 100 clients and I've got 20,000 followers. And of course that works really well for some people, but for other people, we have other like self-limiting beliefs to work through, or we might not have worked or lived in a family where there was a much of a focus with a big vision. Like I've never heard my parents speak about what they want for their future, or, you know, they really encourage this like realisticness, which has been really great in day-to-day life because I'm very practical. I'm always looking for solutions. I'm not a very lofty person. However, it's an energetic ceiling for me because of course you can only grow as much as what you can kind of perceive or what your belief systems are going to allow. Now, do I think that you need to know exactly what your business is going to look like in order for that to happen? No, but I do strongly believe that if there's any conflicting belief within you, so if you're like, oh, I don't know if I can hold 10K months, or I don't know if I can go viral, or I don't know if I'm like worthy of that amount, or, you know, I don't know if I can be that big because no one in my family has been very big or very influential or had very big goals, then that's kind of like a conflicting belief. So this is something that also used to get me confused in terms of like visioning and like setting big goals and having intentions, is like, I used to look at like big influencers or people that would go viral or like millionaires and think, but did they think about becoming a millionaire? Like, did they think about having big goals before it happened? Because it always kind of seems like they're like, oh yeah, it just happened and I can't believe it. And I'm so lucky and I'm so grateful, right? Like, it kind of seems like they didn't really have much intention to it. So I used to think, well, they didn't have much intention and they were just focused on their day-to-day activities. So like, why is it any different for me? Why can't I just like do that as well? And what I came to realize through a lot of healing and working with mentors and listening to audiobooks is that the reason why some people blow up faster than others is not necessarily because they have like better manifesting powers or they like are luckier or anything like that. Generally, what is happening is that people who go viral faster, who make money quicker, or whatever the expression of the goal becoming realized is because they don't have a conflicting belief to it happening. So therefore their energy system is wide open to it. Whereas me, for example, I had a conflicting belief of like, oh, I don't want to be bigger than my parents. Oh, I don't know what that looks like. So that feels uncertain. That feels scary. That feels like a threat for me. So therefore I'm going to just focus on what I know. I'm going to focus in my safety zone. And so therefore it's less about actually knowing what your vision is. Of course, that's important. But the first step for me and the first step for a lot of my clients is dissolving that conflicting belief of like, am I allowed to be big? Is this something that I'm allowed to have? Is this something that is going to be safe for me to actually do so? And a lot of you are in the personal development space. So you will know that. And this is a quote I'm always saying with my clients as well. We will always pick an unfamiliar chaos over a familiar peace. So even though great, I want to make $1 million. I want to work with 1 million clients. I want to have 1 million followers. This is going to be so fun. I can really see that for myself. If there's some part of you that doesn't recognize that goal and doesn't find predictability in making more money, even though it would be easier, even though it would be fucking great for your life, then there's always going to be a part of your nervous system that's going to block you from being able to hold that in. So therefore, we need to find a way to make it feel more accessible to our nervous system so that we actually have the energetic capacity to be able to do that. And so the way that I'm going to present to you creating a vision that's going to feel more regulated and open to your nervous system is what I'm going to take you through today, in a way that's focused on still what you can do, but without necessarily getting so hung up on like vanity metrics and that kind of stuff. So let me just read through the chat that we've got here. Not really yet. Oh my God, guys, I haven't even recorded the first half of this. I'll just have to redo it later. Absolute classic. Let me just record it now. Oh no, wait, I am recording. Am I okay?
It's recording, yeah.
Okay, great. All good.
I just realized I'm not on mute.
Yeah, literally. And you can be off mute. Go for it. Brooke says, I've been pretty vague on my vision until recently, so I'm clarifying it. Current vision is majority income through group programs, minimal high ticket, one-on-one, high ticket one-on-one clients, international retreats, team members to support me. First income goal is $1,000 a day. I have a clearer vision for me personally and my growth, which all greatly impact my business. Growing up, we were just day to day, no visioning, dreaming for the future. My parents have a lot of scarcity mindset. Yeah, so do my parents. And a lot of beliefs around money doesn't grow on trees. We can't afford that. A lot of criticism of people with wealth. Absolutely. I was even thinking like this morning, my sister was over and she's a florist. And when my sister wanted to do floristry, both my parents called me up and were like, don't let Caitlin quit her job. Like, you know, what's going to happen? It's going to be so uncertain because she was working in corporate at the time. And obviously going into floristry from their perspective was going to be so much less secure. And that to me was really a moment where I was like, you know what? I get to break this chain of scarcity. And I like told Caitlin, I was like, quit your job. You'll be fine. Follow your gut. It'll all work out. And it did. And she loves it. And she's so much happier and creates so many more opportunities in that way. But yeah, it's just like a different generation as well. Okay, cool. So let me go through what I was talking about before I have my mini little freak out here. So basically day one is all focused on innovating, and we want to be innovating your vision or lack thereof to give your, like, cause your old vision or the old way of doing things is weighing you down. So focusing solely just on how much money you're going to make, focusing solely just on going viral, focusing solely on your Instagram growth or whatever it might be, focusing solely on who you think you should be, whatever your vision is for now. If it was, you know, we want to basically innovate it and upgrade it and make it feel more exciting, reignite the momentum, create more inspiration, make you feel really excited and really give you a North Star so that you feel like you know where you're going and you have something to work towards that's bigger than just you know, showing up on social media every day. Like the real aim for this training and really the kinds of clients that I want to work with are people that, yes, want to grow their business and work with clients, but you also have a bit of a mission to be like, I want to shake up the way things have been done traditionally in your industry. So Krista, for example, I know that you are all about empowering millennials around money. And that is such a big topic, and how incredible that you get to use your lived experience and your healing and your self-study to create a new way, a new paradigm for people to talk about money. That's going to be so much more empowering. And same for you as well, Brooke. It's like changing up the way that women have traditionally been told to eat and to manage their hormones and to manage these symptoms. And there's so many band-aid solutions. And so that's exactly the kind of people that is so exciting to work with, because money comes as a byproduct of you focusing on the vision that we're going to build out today. And let me just get back to my notes so that I know what we're talking about. And we're going to create a plan for like your highest cash year ever, but not in the traditional goal setting way either, because that is boring. And we didn't build our businesses just to get bogged down into the corporate BS. And something that I want you to keep in mind as well is that every single person, whether they are a billionaire, a multi-six-figure business owner, a millionaire, like a seven-figure business owner, whatever it might be, no matter what level of business you are at, you are always going to have to practice some sort of patience. So whether you're like a seven-figure business owner, there are going to be moments where you have quieter months or where a launch feels slow. Even if you're a six-figure business owner, even in my business, there are days where no one messages me and I feel like no one's hearing me or whatever, you know. So there are, every single person has to practice a level of patience. And I share this because what we do with that time in between, you know, launches and client messaging us and new signups and hitting new income milestones can literally be the difference between making it or breaking it in our business, or going from six figures to multi-six figures. So what are you going to do in the time whilst you are patient that allows your business to grow and still contributes to the growth of your business? And I mean, there's only so much that you can do towards your business. And then there's still going to have to be time where you're being patient. So obviously you've got to show up on social media. You want to be refining your strategy. You want to be working on your energetics, but there's also a part where you have to let go and just let it go. So the example that I always give is like, say if you cut your hand, you can clean it, you can wash it, you can put antiseptic on it, you can put a band-aid on it, but you cannot force your body to heal it faster. And the more that you do to it, actually, it's just probably going to lead to it getting infected because you're like constantly fiddling with it. There's a part of you that has to like leave that cut to heal, which is the same in your business. You can do all of the right things, but you cannot force it to grow faster than it's going to go. And generally, if you overdo it and you do too much and you try to speed it up in that way, you end up risking your own infection in the way that you get burnt out, or the work starts to become lower quality, your energy is off, you can't show up in the and give your clients the best experience, which then, you know, obviously impacts whether or not they resign. So that's something that I want you to keep in mind. So in that time when you're like, cool, I have shown up to social media, I have posted, I'm launching, I'm doing all of the things, I've invested in myself, I'm studying, whatever, what are you going to do in between that time? And this is where knowing what your vision is, because it's going to inform you a way that you can very productively use that time. Obviously, when you know you can have some rest, and I'm all about like chilling and having time freedom and going to the beach. But in between, there's also so much juicy stuff that we get to focus on as well. So what is that? Let's think about vision setting like red flags first before we dive into like the vision setting and the way that we're going to use up that time. I've done that so much in the past. Yeah, for sure. And this is something that you will all be able to relate to with your clients as well, where you kind of have to tell them like there's only so much that you can do. And if you overdo it, it's just going to lead to risk of injury or it not being effective. Like part, it's kind of like if you put money into a savings account, there's only so much that you can do. And it's just like over time, it's going to accrue interest, but like you can't force it to grow any faster than the way that it grows, obviously. So let's kind of dive into some vision setting red flags. And as I go through this, I want to know if you can relate or you can see yourself in any of these vision setting red flags. So the problem with traditional goal setting is that it can be really focused on like the outcome and really stuck in the masculine. So like when I'm talking about the masculine, it's like, what can I do? How can I change this? What action can I take? And what are the process that I need to move forward with? Which again, needs to be part of the equation. But when it becomes a whole equation, it's like we're always doing. We're always trying to put antiseptic on the cut. and it ends up becoming too much, and there's no space for the results to actually grow, for the body to actually heal, for the cut to dry out, whatever, if we're using this analogy. You know, the masculine can very much sound like, I need to be earning 10K within 6 months. I need to be making back this investment within the next month. I need to be having 10 people in my launch. I should have more people already signed up. I've posted about this 10 times. Why do I not have 20 people signed up? Like, very tunnel vision focused on the outcomes, the numbers, the statistics, the actions, which leads to a lack of ability for the results to actually flow, the energy to come in, for people to actually just DM you. You know, you want to let space for people and the results to actually arrive, which is why we need to have something in the meantime so that we have fun, so that we can be patient, because what does time do? Time fly. Sorry, what does fun do? Fun makes time fly. And all of these hidden expectations are generally really anchored in the masculine of like, I should have already signed more people. I should be more successful by now. If it was going to work, it would have worked by now. It should have been easier. I've been doing this for 3 years. Why am I not making this amount of income? All of these kind of hidden expectations that come up that are very much rooted in the masculine of these very random timelines that we think are really logical of like, oh, I've been doing this for 3 years. Oh, I'm this old. Oh, I, you know, I posted about it this many times. I've been sharing on social media for X amount of years. And we attach all of these timelines that are actually coming from nowhere and are not backed by anything. And they're just kind of our idea of what we think they say about our business and our success and our ability to have a big impact. So they're all of these hidden expectations that I want you to go into a little bit of observer mode, and you'll really notice it now that we've like illuminated it. When you're posting something of like, this should have more likes, this should have more engagement, I should have had more inquiries for my coaching. And it's like, where did I learn that belief from? Why do I think that's true? And what if I can switch more into a feminine, curious, lighthearted energy of like, oh, that didn't get that much engagement. Wonder why? Why do I need more engagement? You know, even that hidden expectation of like, oh, I need to have engagement in order to get more followers, or I need to get engagement in order to get more money or to hit a new income milestone. It couldn't be further from the truth. The amount of clients that I have that come to me whose followers don't change at all and make more money. Or on the flip side, I have loads of clients that come to me and they have like 100K followers, but they're making no money. Like very often, sometimes my clients who have 1,000 followers are making more money than the clients who are making 30,000 followers. So it's just like, there's proof for everything around there. And just really notice what your ego tries to cherry pick, because your ego is very good at creating a court case to keep you stuck in the predictable, which might be the struggle and staying small and not allowing yourself to have a big dream and a big vision and raising your prices and having more clients. Like all of that stuff, having more clients, making more money, is that unfamiliar piece. And when you think about building and executing a vision for the future, what comes up for you? So we spoke about this a little bit at the start. This was something that was never discussed in my family. I've never heard of my parents speak about what they want to do in the future, or you know, where they see themselves in 10 years, or their goals for like, they're very much just focused on like, let's get through this day, let's get through this month. Like my mom is so bad for that. She's always just like, even sometimes I'll call her on like a Wednesday and I'll be like, do you want to get coffee on the weekend? She's like, oh, let me just get through this week. And I'm like, surely you can plan for the next couple of days. Like even as a Manny Jen that can have commitment issues, I can, you know, anyway, whatever, that's that whole thing where it comes from. And so I have to be really mindful of noticing when I get stuck in that kind of same patterning of, I'll just focus on now once I get this done. Because if we're only ever focusing on that now, and we'll speak about this in the vision setting green flags, then we just end up doing the same thing all the time and we're not working towards anything bigger, right? And for me, it was never having discussed it with my family, having done manifestation exercises in the past and they didn't work, or that led to me feeling like a real sense of disappointment, or like I wasn't good enough or I was doing something wrong. So I just became really focused on the moment. Another vision setting red flag is being way too focused on the outcome, which is actually outside of our control. If anyone's read anything about stoicism, this is such a good book, or a theory, I guess, or principles, I don't know how you describe it, of just reminding yourself of really being focused on what you can control, which is your actions and the process. So instead of being focused on like, I need to go viral, I need to have a certain amount of number in my program. Oh, I only have 2 people. That's so embarrassing. Again, why is that embarrassing? Why is that a bad thing? oh no, I only have 10 people that liked my post, I'm going to be a failure. Again, why? All of these things are on the outcome, and we're setting ourselves up for failure because we're focusing on something that we cannot control. Whereas when we focus on the process and the actions of, like, you know, we'll talk about this a little bit more in the green flags of like what you can do, it sets ourselves up to be empowered, to actually be able to tick things off. And then again, money comes from that energy of like, oh, I did this. It's creating momentum. You're feeling excited. You're in a good energy. You're more magnetic, all of that kind of stuff. Vision setting red flags again, being mainly focused on vanity metrics. So thinking like, I need to get to 10K followers. I need to make 10K months. I need to be making more money every single month in order to be successful. I need to have people like congratulating me. I need my parents to recognize me. My partner should be more supportive. Why do my friends not support me? Like, we're very focused on all of these external things to make us feel like we are good enough, rather than focusing again on what we can control. And all of those vanity metrics or external outcomes to be an extra on top of it. Like, oh, how cool that my friend is excited for me. How cool that my parents like acknowledge what I'm doing. How cool that I'm making 10K months, but I don't need that to be successful. Another vision setting red flag is being way too focused on the day-to-day, month-to-month. So making your monthly income goal, focusing solely on that and being like, hey, this is going to be my biggest month ever. This is the month I'm going to make 10K. This is the month I'm going to make 20K. You're starving your business of the ability to be creative and of the life force energy of your joy. What if instead you focused on this month, I'm going to be as outspoken and unapologetic as possible. This month, I'm going to have a huge focus on upgrading my branding. This month, you know, and there's so much more that you can focus on outside of just how much money you can make. But so many of us get so with our blinkers on the money goal because we have been taught by society to pedalize that, when in reality, the money always comes as a byproduct of you focusing on what you can control, focusing on your zone of genius, focusing on your brand awareness, focusing on the momentum that you can create in your business. And that doesn't come just by being like, what can I post now? What can I do today? What can I sell today? It's like, where am I going with all of this in my business? That's what's going to create movement in your business. And in order to have a really successful business, especially to go from six figures to multi-six figures, we need to create a movement around our business in terms of like making your business memorable. And this is how people reach out to me to work with me one-on-one and to, you know, pay my highest ticket offers, because the brand awareness that I have, which basically is my zone of genius, is so memorable that I don't need to be showing up on people's social media every single day for them to be like, oh yeah, okay, I'm going to sign up to that program. It's anchored within themselves to be like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I want to work on my zone of genius. I want to reach out to Inez because I'm lodged in their mind. I stick in their mind as someone that they're like, as soon as they shift from being like a warm audience member to now I want to invest in you, they immediately think of you because I'm so top of mind in their business. Sorry, my dinner box is arriving and I can see it up the front. So that's because you didn't just start your business to make money and coach clients. You started your business because you wanted to make a difference. People don't get into coaching solely just because they want to make money. If you want to just make money, go and work at an investment bank or at the stocks or whatever people do to make lots of money, right? But I know that you got into this arena because you wanted to help people. And so don't let that get lost in the pursuit of like reaching more people. Yes, of course, you're allowed to like feel into what it would be to have more money and to feel excited about earning money. And I want you to make lots of money and you're allowed to want that. But also, again, subsequently, more money will come to you when you focus on the community and the impact that you want to have, and coming back to the original intention to why you built this business. You become so focused on the external metric that you forget even where you're going or why you're showing up or why you're doing this. And money is never really the end goal. Really, the end goal is to be making a bigger impact. So with that kept in mind, let's focus on the vision setting green flags. So really focus on the process. This has really changed the way that I show up in my business. And it's just made it so much more empowering and fun because I'm focusing on what I can control. So for example, I'm going to post 30 reels this month. Like, what if you just set yourself up for a reels challenge? Or I'm going to host a free masterclass in my zone of genius. I'm going to start showing up on TikTok more often. I'm going to book myself in for a photo shoot. I'm going to start my podcast. I'm going to book out a podcast studio and create some really high quality content. I'm going to create a different style of free offer that I can give to my clients. Like maybe you're going to do a broadcast. Maybe you want to do a 10-day journaling challenge. Maybe you want to do an email series. Like this is where we can come in and start to get a little bit more innovative with the offers that we have to share and the way that people can get into our world, rather than again, just being like, oh my God, I've got to make 10K months. Oh my God, I'm so stressed. Oh my God, what can I do today? It's like, it just keeps you so small when you're solely thinking about how you can make more money, when you have so much more to offer and be so much more creative and excited about connecting with your clients. That's not solely based on how you can make more money, because especially free offerings, like the more different ways that you can give your audience to work with you, to engage with your work, to see you in your zone of genius, the more connected they're going to be with you, the more memorable you're going to be, and the more likely they are to very naturally and self-led come to you and be like, I want to work with you. I want to pay you. I want to upgrade. I want to invest in your highest ticket offer, because you're not just being like, okay, I've got to post. I've got to make more money. I've got to sell. Why has no one bought from me yet? We really want to focus on like what you can do as us, and really thinking about stepping into like the founder of the company, the visionary. What does the visionary archetype in your business do? So I kind of see myself as having like different archetypes in my business. There's like the logical archetype where it's like, okay, I've got to sort out my tax. I've got to pay my invoices. I've got to make these meetings. I've got to schedule things, whatever. Very logical, not that exciting, but that there's that part of me. And then there's like the creative archetype for me, where I'm like, I'm creating new content. I'm thinking about new offers. I'm getting excited about, you know, different things that I'm posting on social media, whatever. Then there might be like the more strategic side of you, where you're thinking, okay, I need to do this lead gen, and maybe I'll have this Thrivecart thing that I set up, and I'm going to do a tripwire and rah, rah. And then the most important that I think a lot of people aren't thinking about, and probably you can relate to this too, given the circumstances that you grew up in, is the visionary archetype. The kind of thing of like, where am I taking this business? How can I grow it bigger? If I want to work with lots of clients, if I want to have a global impact, what can I do now to make that happen? And this is like a huge gap that, and a huge blind spot that I certainly had, that was keeping me really small and really like, what's the word that I want to think about? Like, it's like, you know, instead of if a local restaurant is just like, oh no, we don't think about growing the business. We're just happy as we want to do, even though they could be expanding their business. And some people don't want to grow their business. That's fine. And they want to keep it really local and small, but do it from a place of intention and making it an informed decision, rather than just being like, oh no, I shouldn't be doing that. Like, if you want to be growing your business bigger and you want to have a global impact and you want to be known on a global scale, what can you do now to make that happen? Whilst also knowing that when you become in demand for your zone of genius on a larger scale, you can raise your prices. It's easier to sell things. People come to you without you even necessarily having to launch things as well. And this kind of brings me to my next vision setting green flag, which is focusing on connection and community. So how can you serve your community? And the example that I always love to think about and share with my clients is like, the way that you are always working from a community aspect is like, if one of your friends is like, oh my God, I love your hair. Like, what shampoo do you use? If you like that shampoo, you will sing the praises of that shampoo until the house burns down. Like, you're just like, oh my God, I love this shampoo. It's amazing. Buy it here. Oh, there was this discount. I'll send you the link. But you become like this shampoo spokesperson. And so that's the same way that you want to talk about your business of like, I love it. It's so cool. Like, rah, rah. Like really thinking about how it's going to serve your community and not feeling like you need to convince them, but instead just being like, this is so cool. I'm so excited to share this with you. And like sharing the feels as well behind the business, like why it's so important to you, why you're so excited about it, how much of a difference it's made in your life, in your clients' lives, and like getting your clients as well to come and talk to you about, or like, you know, doing interviews with your clients or asking them for feedback as well, because your clients have that same reaction that you do to like when your friend asks you about a shampoo to your business. And so if you find it hard to like access that part of you that is really excited to talk about your business, get your clients to do it for you, do a podcast interview, do an Instagram live, ask them for feedback, send out a Google form. Like a lot of my clients who have worked with me, I send out a Google form at the end of our container to be like asking for feedback. So I can really hear from them and really receive it and share that with my audience as well, because it's like, I'm sharing it with them to show them what it's like when you're in a community. And I speak to that community aspect of, as well. And really thinking about as well, like what kind of rules do you have about content and the way that you feel like you should show up? Like, do you feel like you can't share certain things about you, which then is really counterintuitive to building a community, because we know that genuine connections require us to be authentic, to be vulnerable, to be messy. So allowing yourself permission to be a little bit more yourself, because even though, yes, it might not be relevant to share, oh, I'm going away this weekend, or I just started this new skincare, whatever. Those stories, especially as we move forwards into like just content saturation era, because there's so much content out there, is what's going to really set you apart. And so like I even recorded a reel this morning about how I went to get my makeup done and the makeup artist ended up becoming my client. And I'm using that to weave in like this idea of like authentic connections and zone of genius and like building a community. It's like really thinking about those conversations and those stories that seem really mundane in everyday life. That's what makes you memorable. That's what helps to build rapport with people. And that's what helps for people to really see themselves in that conversation as well. So trying to like really smash those rules around how you should show up, and instead think about, how can I get closer to my clients? How can I allow a more genuine connection here? Okay, 100% uneasy sales background and the need to control the outcome, which is an illusion of control, which we all know, but we do it anyway. I've spent a lot of my life with short-term vision and have really had to work to change that to longer-term. It's a continual practice. Absolutely. Feeling pretty proud of myself. I set a few smallish goals this month and worked on them a little at a time instead of stressing myself out that they had to be done in a particular time or before I took any clients. I tend to be all very all or nothing personality, but been challenging that. Yes. Amazing. It's tough, but I'm finding it so much easier. Amazing. The next one is arguably the most important. And this is what I mean by like making patience fun for you. Like, what do you do in the middle when you've posted on Instagram, you've launched the thing, you've sold, you've shared a testimonial, you've done your client calls, like you've done everything? What else can you do to make your business exciting? So this is where the visionary aspect of your business really comes in. So like, for example, posting a photo shoot, thinking about the vibe that you want to call in. I am always making, and this is like a fun little activity for you, Pinterest boards of what I want the vibe to be for my business in the future. So like I might think about a couple of words. My vibe recently has been rich bitch, because I want to be unapologetic in my desires. And I want to just be like all out go getter. I'm just like getting it done. I'm doing it, whatever. And rich in all elements, like rich in time, rich in energy, rich in the way that I treat myself, rich in the income that I make. And I set these Pinterest boards for me. And especially for you, if you find it difficult to kind of build a vision and like get excited for the future, because you're like, I don't even know, giving yourself something to look at, not from a place of like, this is what my life has to be like. And don't get hung up on the specifics, but more just to like get a feel and give yourself something to like respond to and be stimulated by, in a sense. And like, what do you want to do in the future? Do you want to write a book? Would you like to do a TED talk? Like one of my ultimate visionary goals is to be flown around first class and talk on panels. Like, I don't think that's going to happen for me in the next year, but like the next 10 years, I see that for myself. It's going to happen. And I'm just like, I put it out there and I talk about it and I just set the intention and I let it go. I'm not worried. So what? So what if I'm like 70 and I get flown around first class and talking on panels? Okay, great. That's fucking epic, but it's very easy to like allow it to be taking as long as you want to take it because of the way that the coaching industry can sometimes talk about growth and what it means to be successful. And if you haven't earned $1 million and you're not climbing in income every single month, then there must be something wrong with you. Oh, just lost my notes. Hang on. Maybe you want to like, do a relaunch for a new offer, or you want to relaunch, you want to like hire a podcast studio, you want to relaunch your podcast, you want to do a new series with your podcast, you want to launch like a new Instagram live series, you want to offer like a new, you want to do like a broadcast on Instagram or on like Voxer, you want to do an email series, you want to get into emails, you want to set up like your a new landing page, you want to do a new photo shoot, you want to go to a business retreat, maybe you want to hire, like maybe you want to host a retreat, maybe, you know, there's so many different things that can create this excitement. So for me, because I'm so excited about so many multiple things, when I don't really like get bothered if it's like a slower week, because I'm like, well, I've got this exciting retreat to look forward to, or I know that I'm going to do a photo shoot in the future, or recently I've just started doing monthly content dates. So like a whole day is just focused on filming content, creating new content, strategizing, visioning my content. So that's really exciting. So often what happens for me, say if I'm having a bit of a blah week with content, which we're all going to have, and it's never going to be linear with content, I'm like, okay, it doesn't matter. I'm going to create new content and in my next content day. So it just like keeps me excited. It keeps the ball moving. And there's so much to look forward to outside of just making money. And again, you can see how that sets you up to be making more money, because you're not just solely reliant on this income in order to feel good, in order to give you energy. Another thing to think about is like, what kind of client would you love to work with in the most ideal sense? So very often when we've been working in our business for a while, or even for like 6 to 12 months, we don't really, we know like the kind of client we can help, but like, is it the ideal client? Is it who you really want to work with? Like, who really excites you? And can you give yourself permission to work with that next level client? And are you really envisioning that like premium self-led kind of client? And are you being really intentional about ensuring that you're not attracting clients that you don't want to work with as well? That's something that you can write on your vision board. And like a lot of people don't even think about the kind of like, you know, what kind of conversations do you want to be having with your clients? And even that's why I did this challenge, because I was like, I want to work with clients that have a desire to build a vision, to that want to be like stepping into that visionary archetype more, that are excited about making money, but also excited about making a difference. So it's a way that I'm up leveling my kind of my vibe of who I want to attract. And that's something that we always want to be refining as well. Another green flag is really leaning more into that feminine energy of not just being like, it has to be done this way and these are the steps. And, you know, everyone says that this is how they grew their business, so why am I not growing my business in that way? Instead, really focusing on like the energy that you think, like when you think about making more money, what do you think that is going to give you? And generally, like we can think about some material aspects to an extent, right? Oh, I can buy a house or a handbag, or I can go traveling, I can fly business class, whatever. But at the end of the day, when you really boil it down to it, it's like, what kind of feeling do you want that to give you? Freedom and influence, love. And what can you do now that gives you those same feelings? And it's so interesting that so many of the things that we think we can only have once we're multi-six-figure, seven-figure billionaires is actually accessible to us now. So what can you do that's going to give yourself freedom? What can you do that makes you feel like you have influence now, Krista, for example? And so often those things are available to us now, but there's often conditioning around whether or not we give ourselves permission to actually do that thing. So maybe for you, it's like, oh, I want to like, you know, take a day off work, or I want to have an early afternoon and go for a walk, or I want to buy myself breakfast and take myself on a cute little date. But we tell ourselves no, because we're like, oh, I'm not successful yet, or I shouldn't be spending money, or all of these kinds of things. And like that energy is such a thing that, especially as women, we struggle with just allowing ourselves the freedom or the choice or the spontaneity, or we don't feel like we're worthy of doing that. But it's such a backwards way of looking at things when you really think about it, because imagine if you take yourself out to breakfast and you feel really bougie and then you create a really good post and then it goes viral. Like your content is so much more likely to go better if you're taking care of yourself and you're allowing yourself to do the things that feel bougie. Or for example, I recently just rehired my VA because I got in my head about it and I was like, oh, I'm fine. I can do all this stuff. I'm independent, whatever. And I was like, if I hire this VA for like 20 hours a month, it's like, I don't know, $1,000. Yes, I could do that myself and I could save $1,000. But the 20 hours I pay someone $1,000 to do that for, I could probably make a lot more with that time if I had that time back. So instead of focusing on like saving that amount of money, I'm going to invest that amount of money so that I can then make $10,000 extra by investing $1,000. Does that make sense? And so thinking about whether it's an investment of time of like, oh, okay, time, I'm going to take myself to the beach this afternoon. I'm going to take a, you know, a morning off and go out for breakfast or cook myself a really beautiful meal. And then thinking about how that's going to flow on into your ability to show up for your business better, or a money investment of like, I'm going to invest in this thing. I'm going to purchase my dinner boxes that come, my VA, certain little automations that make my life easier. They're all ways that you can like speed up and expand your vision for yourself. And that's such a sign that your vision is so limited when you're constantly focusing on like, I should be doing more. I should be spending less. I shouldn't be like taking myself out. I should be more productive. I always get so much inspiration and creativity when I actually step away from my business, and it just makes life feel so much more exciting. 100%. You're so much more energized by it. And the last little vision and green flag that I want to speak about is celebration. So probably about 6 months ago, I started doing this so much more frequently where I would buy myself like 20K month donuts. I don't know. You might have all seen them. I love doing that. I actually want to do that again. It's coming up to my 30th. So I'm kind of like leaving my celebration for that time as well. But it just creates, and you know, when I bought these 20K month donuts, I had been making 20K months for a while, but I'd never celebrated it. And so there was, again, that ego side of my brain that was like, oh, you should wait until you get to your next milestone, blah, blah, blah. But I was like, I just felt, I was like, I have never properly celebrated it. So I'm going to celebrate it now. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's not a new milestone. And you can fucking celebrate anything. Celebrate that you've been in business for a year. Celebrate that you've worked with a coach for a certain amount of time. Celebrate that you've shown up on social media 3 times this week. Celebrate that you have hit a certain number of clients, or celebrate that you have created more time freedom. Celebrate that you can go to breakfast on a Tuesday morning when normally you would have worked. There are so many ways that you can celebrate it. And it is so fun to take a photo and make a moment of it. You know, I think, again, there was this ego part of me. I used to cap myself so much with my business because I'd be like, oh, I don't have to make a big deal of it. I can just buy these donuts. And like, isn't that a bit embarrassing to like do a photo shoot with it? No, bitch. Like, again, this is your business. This is how you build momentum and you hype yourself up, and content creation is literally part of your job. So really taking it seriously, and like, it's not cringy. Like, again, my family have such an understated vibe that for me to do something where it was like, oh, are you really going to do that just for content? And it's like, yeah, I am just going to order the donuts for content, and I am going to hire this space just so that I can take cool photos. Like, that's what elevates your brand. That's what makes people pay attention to you. And the reason why all of these visioning green flags work is because money loves action. Money loves movement. Money loves inspiration. And people love to ride on the coattails of someone who is moving forwards, who is making big things happen. I bought a money gun recently just for content. Oh my God, I'm literally so obsessed with you. And that's amazing. I love that. I'm so obsessed. I cannot wait to see it. And you have to use it like tomorrow. Literally, why not? And Brooke said, I love the donut idea. I'm just realizing how much I sense myself around stuff like this. Yes, 100%. I really understand that. So you could do anything. You can do balloons. You could do like fun lights, like whatever, you know, buy yourself a neon sign. Like there's so many different ways that you can celebrate yourself. And it's such a great way to build momentum, not because you bought the donut, not because of this photo shoot, but the way that you show up on your social media. As I said, people love to follow and ride on the coattails of someone that is taking action, that makes them feel energized and activated and like they can do big things, and you're giving them permission to do things. And it's so memorable as well. Like, it's contributing to that bigger kind of brand awareness. And coming back to this idea of like, time flies when you're having fun. So you can either stand there and white knuckle your way to success, because your success is inevitable. Like, you either are going to become successful and you're going to make millions of dollars, or you quit. It's just a matter of time. And most people quit before they even see whether or not it's actually going to work out. So if you are just like fully all in on like, it's inevitable, I'm in, I'm making this happen, then stop standing there white knuckling, staring at your phone going, why am I not viral yet? Why has no one DM'd me yet? Why is no one purchasing my offer? And instead, time flies when you're having fun. So go and do the photo shoot, go to a nice cafe, host a little, like when I say photo shoot, just do something at home. Like, film some videos. Like me and one of my friends slash clients, Mimi, she came over the other day and we just filmed a bunch of videos. Buy yourself the microphones. Brooke, I saw that last time you asked me about the microphones to buy them, even though would I recommend it because half the content that we filmed didn't even work. So I think I'm going to upgrade to a bougier microphone. So maybe don't. But I was like, am I going to use it? But I love it. So I'm going to buy a bougier microphone. Like little things like that. Take the effort to make your office look nice. Like all of this kind of stuff, people want to be around it. They find it exciting. It's cool. And that's what makes them want to invest in you, because you're being a visionary. You're showing them that it's okay to be big, to have fun, to do things differently. And people love to be a part of like that movement. Okay. So we have so much to cover still, but I think I'm going to leave it for today. And yeah, does anyone have any questions around this so far, or any thoughts and feelings?
Oh, I just feel like you're just giving me a big kick up the butt. I'm like, yeah, this is really energizing. I'm like, oh, this is so good. Just a good reminder, like so many things that I think have come into my awareness, but I haven't actually put into practice. And it's like, yes, yes, these are places that we can just really improve.
Yeah.
Like how business actually feels.
Yes. Yeah. And I think there's a piece around like just really, we're often waiting until we hit a certain amount of money or followers to take our business like super fucking seriously. Because especially like, I don't know what it's like in where you live, Krista, but in Australia, it's like very self-deprecating, don't shine too bright, like don't want to take things too seriously. And so to like break out of that mold can feel really uncomfortable. But I think everyone has that a little bit too, where they would rather have that external validation around, oh, I've got these amount of followers, or I'm making this amount of money, and then I'm going to take myself seriously. But the weird thing is that when you make more money, it's kind of just like, oh, like nothing actually happens. So you've got to like make it for yourself and make it exciting. And so that's why you get to do it now. And as I said, like everything that we think is only available to us when we make multi six figures or go viral or have a million followers, it's available to us now. So why not act like that? And as we know, when we act as if, it happens and it's fun. So it makes the journey happen 10 times faster. So I'm kind of just going to wrap up with one last little thing in terms of innovation. We're going to discuss this a little bit more tomorrow in terms of like launch strategies, energy. We're all going to talk about elevating, because obviously if we want to take our business from six figures to multi six figures, we need to be, it's not necessarily doing things new, but it's elevating and looking at what already works and upgrading it to the next level. But the last thing that I want to talk about, and again, we'll talk about this a little bit more, is that even recently within my own business, because I've been very complacent at the amount of money that I was earning. And as I said, we're always going to pick a familiar kind of chaos over an unfamiliar piece. So even though like, you know, earning this amount of money isn't chaotic necessarily, it's obviously going to be like more peaceful, more in alignment, more exciting for me to earn more money. And I have that desire within me to do it, but I'm allowing myself almost to sit in like the stuck. And I allowed my business to get a little bit stagnant. Because I was like, oh, that's a good enough amount of money. And it kind of caught me by surprise that I even became successful in a weird way. And one of the offers that I really needed to change was the Scale Mastermind. So the Scale Mastermind is my 6-month long-term mastermind. And honestly, I can't even remember how I thought about the name or where the idea came from. Like I've just blanked that out, because obviously it's so boring that my brain was like, not important, like a not event, right? And I love that mastermind. It's incredible, but I needed to innovate it to represent my next level vision that I had for my business. And again, it's very easy to just keep something as it is, because you're like, it's working, it's bringing in money. There can be this fear of change around, what if I change things up and then it, you know, doesn't work out, or people don't resign, or no one gets it, whatever. But I knew that in order for me to step into the next level, I needed to have a high level mastermind that really reflected where I wanted to go. And so I looked at what was not going well about the mastermind and was really honest about it too, because the part of what was stopping me from expanding my vision and allowing myself to have bigness is that I was scared that it would make my clients feel excluded, because, you know, I'd had conversation with clients in the past, and I felt with clients in the past too, where it's like with my coaches, where I'm like, oh my God, they're making more money than me. They're growing faster than me. It can get quite triggering. And I have this real need to make people feel very included, having been excluded in like, you know, high school and having had some of those experiences. I'm like, oh my God, I've got to make sure everyone's okay. And I don't want to get too big and I want to leave anyone behind. But obviously that's then not fulfilling my potential of being able to work with as many people as possible. So I recently have changed the mastermind and I did a full upgrade of it where I looked at what wasn't working. So some of the conversations I was having with clients, some of the traits that I had with some of the past clients, and very naturally those clients, nothing bad happened, but they kind of just didn't resign, didn't rejoin. And the clients that were really excited about the new vision were like, oh my God, this is exactly the kind of shakeup and injection of fresh energy that I want. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the Visionary Mastermind and give you kind of like an insight into like what I changed, what's different about and who it's for. With the Visionary Mastermind, it's basically for people that maybe you felt like a bit of a black sheep in your family. And I feel like a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners feel like that, where my parents have literally said to me, who raised you? Like they don't understand, because my sister is like a clone copy of them, whereas it's just me, my sister, and my parents. But my parents, to me, they're always like, why are you like this? And why do you think about things this way? And all that kind of stuff. And like, you've always kind of grown up seeing things a little bit differently or having different desires, different approaches to the rest of your family. And most likely that has then led to you having a massive personal transformation or multiple dark nights of the soul where you were going through something and really struggling. And then you've gone through this whole big realization point. So I can think of like 3 or 4 events in my life where I've gone through a massive transformation. So probably the first biggest one for me was I used to be a personal trainer, suffered massively with like disordered eating, body dysmorphia, just really unhealthy relationship to exercise. And I went through this full massive transformation through coaching to then be a nutrition coach, intuitive eating coach, all that kind of stuff. Then the next kind of transformation was getting really burnt out and anxious from work and feeling like I just couldn't switch my mind off. And then that kind of leading me into business coaching and the way that I coach now. So I imagine that both of you or anyone that is watching this replay as well have been through a massive personal transformation. Sorry, my nose has all of a sudden randomly started leaking. That now informs and contributes the way that you show up to your business. And you're like, I have a way that I want to shake up how my industry traditionally does things. So like whether it's in nutrition or money or, you know, business for me or mindset in any industry, you're like, I can see the way that people are doing things. And yes, it works to some extent, but I have a new effective, innovative way that I want to show the world. And you have basically a vision that you want to bring to life and grow and bring to the masses, but you're probably not sure how. And maybe, you know, you're probably craving something even more than just coaching clients and running a business. You want to be a visionary. You want to have a bigger impact than that. And you want to leave your mark on the industry in like a global scale and really shake up how things have been done up until now. So within the Visionary Mastermind, the main things that we're going to be focusing on is you want to make a difference in your content, not just growing your content for vanity metrics, but because you want to impact a big community. And that's really important to you. Like you want to get really into creating content that goes viral. And you know that when you anchor into a zone of genius, it's going to go viral so much easier because it just can't help but kick off because it's really anchored into your unique process. And to get really clear on what your zone of genius is and amplifying it out to a global audience. You want to become known on a global scale for your zone of genius as well and have opportunities flown to you to get on podcasts, speak on stages, be flown around the world to go on panels, host events, be on retreats. You want to be in demand for your zone of genius, meaning you can price higher and know that people won't sway because of the price. People want to work with you because of your vision. So if any of this relates to you and you feel like what I'm speaking about now in terms of the Visionary Mastermind is relevant for you, it is now open for enrollment for a very limited time. And this is my long-term mastermind that I have actually closed, as I mentioned before, because I really wanted to make sure that the next level vibe of this mastermind was really in reflection of where I'm taking the business and where I'm going and the kind of client that I want to bring in. And it's really that like visionary client that is self-led, that's ready to hit the ground running, that yes, wants to grow their business, but also wants to build the vision and have a greater impact. So, what is included in the mastermind is we have 3 calls per month via Zoom in a group setting. And these calls all have a different intention behind them. So call number 1 will be around strategy. Call number 2 is about mindset. And then call number 3 during the month is going to be a little bit of a flexi call where we work on brand development or zone of genius, or we have a content workshop. And then we have a week off for integration as well. We also have group messenger coaching as well. So you get to ask questions. Any single one of my clients that has ever done messenger coaching with me has always said that this is the most magical part of working with me. So you get that included 5 days per week within the group. And there is something so special about not only getting guidance from me, but also being able to hear from other members in the group as well. You also get 1 day of one-on-one messenger coaching with me. You get access to the full Ministry of Genius membership, which in itself is worth 20K. And that gives you all of my upcoming courses and masterclasses. And it also gives you all of the past courses and masterclasses. So literally that's worth 20K alone. We also have a one-on-one onboarding intention setting call together. It's going to be starting next week. So very exciting times. And if you join within the next week before it starts, you're actually going to be able to save $2,000. So the total investment for it's going to be 10K USD. I've recently changed my prices as well to align with my global impact to USD, because it was getting way too confusing trying to convert everything to AUD. And I have clients in Europe and America and like all over the world, right? So I've gone to USD because of the global impact that I want to have. But basically the full price for the mastermind is going to be 10K. You can join in the next week for only 8K. And there are payment plans available. So if you're interested in that mastermind, and also if you're someone that's in the Ministry of Genius and you want to upgrade, there's also special offers for that as well. We've already had one person from the ministry upgrade recently, which is very exciting, and it's the best way to do it. Let me know, visionary, down below. DM me the word visionary and I can give you more information. And obviously due to the high level of support and accountability, like the amount of access that you get to me, the amount of personalization that you get in this mastermind, it's basically as good as doing one-on-one coaching with me. But actually, I think it's really beneficial because you get to bounce off other people in there too. But it's basically like half the price. So like my one-on-one coaching is 10K for 3 months, but you get to be in this visionary mastermind for 6 months for 8K with payment plans available. So just send me a message and we can chat about whether or not it's right for you. If you're curious about it, as I said, you only get the early bird deal of saving 2K if you join within the next week. I will post the email you the, I'm so used to sharing it on Facebook group. That's why I'm like, post it down below, whatever. But I'm going to email you all of the information for everyone that's going to be catching the replay as well. And thank you so much for being here. This was so freaking cool. As I said, you get to go in the running to win a one-on-one session with me by taking a photo, tagging me. Otherwise, I won't see it and I won't know that you're in the running to win. If you're interested in the mastermind and you want to take it to the next level, DM me the word visionary and we can have a chat about it. But aside from that, it's 2:00. It's time to go and enjoy the rest of your day. So thank you so much for being here. I know, Krista, it's looking like the nighttime for you. So probably time for bed. Yes. What a way to end the day. And I will talk to you all soon. Thank you for being here. Bye.